worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We begin chapter 5 this morning with verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Love, faith, and hope should be the title of today's message. And one short area of Scripture, we find everything that God has asked us to try and understand. That we are justified by this faith. That's something that we have to realize and understand that gives us access to have the heavenly kingdom by this faith, this confession, that we always live in hope, that through that hope, our love is always going to be driven by the Holy Spirit. You know, lately I've been sticking to Scripture when I share my thoughts, driven by the Spirit of the Lord, staying away from personal messages or experiences, not wanting to seem mundane. But there comes healing when people witness with others what took many years to explain. How one finds Jesus in the love we thought we'd try and gain. We learn this is natural law. One not a soul has to explain. But again, we ache for the right to love as a natural inclination to experience the faith we look for in a Creator we all call out to in hope in some way or fashion, wanting to know why, what, who, where, and when does everything about life come to answer? Will it be when we are lying with our last natural breath, or will it be an instant without knowledge until the Lord judges your love, faith, and hope of a life lived for salvation or for self? Will the Lord have to remind you of His offering on Calvary you seemingly denied? Or will He open the gates to heaven, walking the streets of gold without surprise? Yes, redeemed, we see love as Jesus, because we are willing to die for Jesus. We fervently place our trust and faith as Jesus, knowing what we long for will come about by calling our life an example of living for hope in Jesus. Love, faith, hope. Jesus is the answer for all three. Amen. You know, there was a good friend of mine that I grew up with. His last name is Hope. He recently came to light with somebody that I knew but had never met. He actually visited me as a motocross racer when I broke my shoulder many, many years ago. Came by the hospital that Sunday evening just to say hello. There was Jeff Hope, number 4 rider in the nation. 2 years older than me, about 16 at the time. I was 14 with a broken shoulder and I couldn't even move. But I never forgot that young kid's smile, and we've recently reconnected in Christ. His life has paralleled mine. I would like to offer prayers for him openly before we close and go into prayer today, because Jeff Hope, your name says everything that we pray. Thanks again for reaching out, Jeff, and I got you in my prayers, and I know that Jesus is going to heal your family as mine because we care. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. I continue to pray for my children aloud. Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for the dying today, that they may find peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Romans 5. We're in verses 1 through 5 as I chat to my puppy trying to get out the door. My little Cielo, who's doing great, by the way, after her run-in with some barbed wire. But today's poem is a 1, 2, 3 stanza poem. It's a beautiful opportunity to listen to the title and what it says. Love, Faith, and Hope Explained. Faith justified humanity, God's peace given in Christ. Standing grace, access gained. God's glory, hope, boast, heist. Afflictions, ours, boast too. Endurance produced, known. Character proven, hope true. Disappointing not, God's love shown. Hearts pouring, God's love. Spirit wholly obtained. Us given from redemption above. Love, faith, and hope explained. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's November 15th, 2021, and I'm recording this morning at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day. In the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, every morning we always do a little impromptu time called impromptu poetry. We are sticking with the dog today. She just jumped up in my lap after calling her. She's been barking at the door and she's probably got to go. But she's getting a chance to be a part of the podcast this morning as we close with her in my arms. So we'll talk a little bit about Cielo. She's been with us now 4 years. She's such a beautiful little puppy, and she really knows my tears. She's something that rubs up against me and calms all my fears. As I pick her up and celebrate her in Christ, she knows what's so dear. Yeah? Amen? Have an awesome day in the Lord today. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you. We'll be closing at 9:03 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome time to be explained what love, faith, and hope means. The name of Jesus. Amen.